For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for Wednesday, January 10th, 2007. This week, Microsoft releases its first security update of the year, and Andrew Storms of EndCircle joins me to talk about what was fixed and what's missing. Plus, new research shows how attackers are using a new method to hide malicious code. And a leading security vendor tries to begin the new year by putting scandal behind them. Antivirus firm McAfee is hoping for a fresh start this new year after months of dealing with a stock options scandal that resulted in former President Kevin Weiss's expulsion and the resignation of CEO George Samanek. The company is looking to get beyond it with the hiring of three senior-level executives. The company hired Martin Carmichael to serve as the company's first CSO, while Bill Curtis will be Chief Process Officer and Carl Banzhoff will be Vice President and Chief Technology Evangelist. McAfee said the hires will allow it to bolster development of new products and services while strengthening the company's business and operational infrastructure. The expertise of the new executives will help McAfee achieve new growth and innovation, according to Interim CEO Dale Fuller, who replaced Samanek in the wake of the stock scandal. Next, we've heard a lot about the growing sophistication of online outlaws, and a new report from Finjan offers another example of the trend. According to Finjan, attackers are now hiding malicious code to evade detection using a technique called dynamic code obfuscation, in which they place encrypted virus code onto victims' computers and wreak havoc for antivirus vendors. If two people visit a malicious website at the same time, for example, each person will get a different encrypted or obfuscated code, generated on the fly with a different set of function and parameter names, Finjan said. The dynamic obfuscation method makes virus signatures virtually useless, since different encryption keys change the way malicious code will exist on a victim's machine, the company added. Microsoft patched 10 security flaws in its Excel, Outlook, and Windows programs Tuesday in its first monthly security update of the year. Three bulletins addressed critical problems attackers could exploit to take complete control of targeted machines, while one was rated as important. Security experts say the most significant update is MS-07004, which fixes a flaw in the vector markup language implementation within the Windows operating system. An attacker could exploit the vulnerability by constructing a specially crafted web page or HTML email that could potentially allow remote code execution if a user visited the web page or viewed the message, Microsoft said. Experts say the update is a big one because the flaw affects all versions of Internet Explorer, including the recently released Internet Explorer 7. The patch load is only half the size of what Microsoft originally intended for this month, and among the problems that remain unfixed are a pair of zero-day flaws in Microsoft Word. Joining me to discuss all this is Andrew Storms, Director of Security Operations at EndCircle. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's start with the flaws Microsoft didn't patch this month. For example, the zero-day flaws in Microsoft Word. Is there anything else out there that remains unfixed?
Well, you know, we like to refer to those as the missing Microsoft patches. As of yesterday, the Internet Storm Center was tracking 11 of them. And as you mentioned, there's certainly a handful of Word vulnerabilities that Microsoft has been under quite some scrutiny for recently. In addition to that, there's a few extras. Let's see, we got some XML, we got some network shares, some message box. Primarily for your listeners, if you head out to the ISC website, there's a great listing. They've been tracking them pretty well.
Now, are you concerned about the fact that Microsoft hasn't patched these flaws yet? Do you think that maybe they should be moving more quickly on it, or do you think that there are just factors involved to producing a patch where one might be quick to produce, but then others just take more time and people have to bear with it?
I think it's a variety of things. If we look at the history of Microsoft, they've been both developing and releasing code for probably a lot longer than most of us have. And you got to imagine that their SDLC, their software development lifecycle, is pretty mature. In that SDLC, they've probably made some determinations regarding QA time, regression testing, as well as from the security side, you know, what best will affect the enterprise. Typically in businesses, you got to look at the low-hanging fruit as well as, you know, the harder to get but more impact. I trust Microsoft. I don't know if a lot of people would say that or agree with me, but they're smart people. And though granted, yes, I would love to have seen the Word exploits fixed, my gut feeling is they did the right thing and probably pulled back on those at the last moment.
Now let's talk about the bulletins that did come out this month. Of the four, which in your mind should IT professionals be taking most seriously as they map out their testing and patching priorities?
You're right. We did get four. As you might remember, we started out the month with a bulletin stating we would get eight. And a few days later, that got reduced to four. So of the four, three were targeting the Office Suite, and the fourth was the Vector Markup Language, also known as VML. And that targets both Internet Explorer and Outlook. At NCircle, we're specifically stating that the VML exploit is probably the most worrisome, or where people are spending the most of their time.
Why is that?
We're thinking three important things to look at. One is that we know there are publicly known exploits, and according to some information I have, it's actually already being exploited as well. So people are being targeted. Mm-hmm. Second is, it's actually a superseder replacement for MSO 6055, and listeners might recall that this was an out-of-cycle release last fall. So the thinking is that perhaps that the release that came out last fall may not have fixed the entire problem, though we're really hedging our bets there, because superseded simply means that if you have vulnerability A, or rather bulletin A and bulletin B, there's no need to go from A and B. You can simply go to B. So you're kind of hedging our bets there, but nonetheless, it's something to think about. The third reason that we are quite worried about it is that the vector of attack is really nothing more than someone using Internet Explorer and happens to either stumble upon or coax, possibly during a phishing type of attack, to go to any website that's hosting this malicious code. On the flip side, if we look at the remaining three, which target Office in particular, my guess is that the antivirus vendors are going to already have updates to capture most of that if they haven't already. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of hedge your bets and cover some of your bases using your AV products in that regards, where you can then focus your attention on the VML.
Again, Andrew Storms from NCircle, thanks for being with us today.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at SearchSecurity.com/news. And you can download past episodes of Security Wire Weekly on our podcast page at SearchSecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thanks for listening.